some circus friends the other day were traveling to town, and going merry nicely to both up the hills and down, until they reached the crossroads where for safety's sake, no doubt, the folks who kindly made the roads had made a roundabout. The animals saw the roundabout and wondered what it meant. They said, why, here's a circus ring, though there's no circus tent. Our trainer's car has lost its way, we fear that's plain enough. But we are all performers, so we'll start to do our stuff. So round and round about the animals made a ring, and fell into a canter nice and slow. Round and round about they went with a merry swing, and started in to give the bumper show. Just then an AA scout rode up to clear the traffic block, but when he saw the cause of it, he got a mighty shock. He held his hand up, shouted, stop, and tried to make them stay. But the animals took no notice and continued on the way. Round and round about the traffic had to stop, the motor cars, the trailers and the trucks. While round and round about, spinning like a top, went the ponies and the tigers and the ducks. Some mounted policemen galloped round to stop them, did their best. But their old cheaties thought it fun and joined in with the rest. They trotted round the roundabout as frisky as you please, between a pair of camels and a troupe of performing fleas. Round the roundabout the circus raced in me, at the canter and the gallop and the hop. Round the roundabout as happy as could be, but nobody knew how to make them stop. They sent for the transport minister, who came and said, dear me, why, here's a breach of the Traffic Act of 1843. Take their numbers, take their names, and saw pole the law, and charge them under section 6, paragraph 94. Round and round about the animals kept the ring, for all the police they didn't care a jot. Round and round about as gay as anything, they knew the tricks and meant to do the lot. They sent for all the government to exercise the power. They exercised it all they knew for close upon an hour. But round and round the roundabout the circus banner ran high, ignoring votes of censure and the speaker's glaring eye. Round and round about the traffic stretched for miles, from the bottom of the country to the top. Round and round about the enemy's winter smiles, a man could find the way to make them stop. Then suddenly a boy named George hit on a clever thing. He took out his mouth organ and he made the echoes ring. God save the king was what he played. Up went such a cheer. For 15 seconds afterwards, the roundabout was clear.